This is Jim Inkster. Pleased to have you with us for Talk Louisiana. And as we head down the home stretch and close out our Friday the 13th program, we're visiting with Crystal Bird Farmer. Her book is The Token, Common Sense Ideas for Increasing Diversity in Your Organization. And Crystal is a fascinating person. She's an engineer turned educator, organizer, and speaker who focuses on co-housing black and polyamorous communities. She serves on the editorial review board of Communities Magazine, residing in Gastonia, North Carolina. And good morning to you, Crystal.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, it's nice to talk with you. And you've got a lot of interests that are fascinating, and obviously we have some challenges in our society with people who are not acquainted with other cultures and maybe have no desire to, or if they do have a desire, don't know how to reach out. What's the best way to reach out to somebody who is not like us?
Well, in the book, I talk about reaching out to community leaders and going to places where there are lots of people who aren't like you. So if you're in a majority white community, that means going to black churches or black community centers and going and asking those leaders, you know, how do I reach out to these people? How do I talk to them? What are their interests? What do they need?
Quite often in our workplace, we may have people of a different race who are in a minority, both ways. But obviously there are some cultural differences that have to be appreciated, and also some sensibilities about how to communicate and not say the wrong thing. Do we often disregard the appreciation for another part of our culture when we are in the workplace? Is that a problem in today's society?
Yeah, I think people have ways of working that they're used to doing. And when you have people from different cultures, you may not be used to the way that they work. So one example that I like to use is that, you know, some people, when they get into a disagreement, they're okay with raising their voice, you know, being loud, you know, they're showing emotion during a disagreement, but that doesn't mean that they're angry or upset. And in a lot of workplaces, you know, showing emotion is frowned upon. You know, if somebody is loud, then they're kind of looked down upon. So there's different ways of relating, and people need to be more aware of those different ways.
877-217-5757 is the number for Crystal Bird Farmer. She says, meet the new black friend you never had. Her book is The Token, Common Sense Ideas for Increasing Diversity in Your Organization. You say we should choose, Crystal, appropriate meeting locations and establish ground rules. How do we do that?
Well, you think about what your organization does. So it could be a knitting group, you know, it could be any kind of meetup group, it could be a nonprofit organization. And when it comes to things like disability, you have to be aware of needs that people with disabilities might have. And that goes beyond, you know, just the ADA requirements of having a ramp. You know, if you have a meeting and the ramp is at the back of the building behind the locked door, that's not going to be very accessible to people who use wheelchairs.
And you focus on other discrimination. There is no doubt there is discrimination in many places against gay people, and that is something that is inappropriate, unacceptable in our society as we know it today, but it goes on. And is that in many ways, when it happens, even worse, if it could be, than discrimination against people because of their race?
I don't know. I wouldn't say one type is worse, you know, and there's always people who have what they call intersecting identities. So, you know, someone could be black and gay, and they might experience more challenges than somebody who's just black or gay. But, you know, the challenges are there for different communities.
Now, you are open to other cultures, other people of all kinds, and have even studied polyamorous communities. And that's something that isn't often talked about, but you go there. What about those who believe that monogamy, for example, is passé and that we should be with as many people as we want to be?
Yeah, so polyamory is just a different way of relating to people. So most people who are polyamorous, you know, don't believe in, like, free-for-all sex and just being with multiple people. They are interested in authentic relationships and being transparent about how they relate to people. So I think polyamory is completely compatible with monogamy. It's just a different way of relating.
All right. A listener who knows a bit about your work asks whether in these polyamorous communities, is there usually one primary partner and others, or how does it work?
The majority of polyamorous relationships are centered around the couple. So there's two people who may be living together, may have kids together, and they will be dating other people, either together as a couple or dating separate people on their own. There are other people who are solo poly, which means that they're living independently and taking care of their own finances, but they're in relationships with multiple people.
Well, in North Carolina, where you live, a gentleman just lost a U.S. Senate race, primarily because he was enveloped in a sexting scandal.
Yep.
And yet the same state voted for Donald Trump, who paid off a porn star. So are we all messed up when it comes to our views on sexual activity in our country?
Yeah, I think our culture has prevented us from being open and transparent about our relationships. So when people get married, they think that's going to be the end of my attraction to anybody else, and they're afraid to admit that, you know, maybe they do want something different, and then when they do that, they go out and lie and cheat, and that's just not good for a relationship. So, you know, there's definitely ways that our whole society can think about being more mature and authentic about people.
The book is The Token, Common Sense Ideas for Increasing Diversity in Your Organization. I gather you're saying that it is possible to be healthy and in every way, and also have multiple relationships, intimate relationships. Some people would say that's impossible, but your thoughts about why they may be off base?
Yeah, there's a book called Sex at Dawn, and it kind of looks at the history of relationships. So marriage and this idea of marrying somebody for love, you know, that's kind of based in agricultural culture and when we started, you know, needing property. And most people are not monogamous their entire lives. So you may think of people who are young and dating around, and they're recognizing that they have different levels of attraction to different people. It's only when we tie people into this legal idea of marriage that we think, well, I can no longer be attracted to people. I can no longer talk to people of the opposite sex or the same sex if you're gay. And they think, you know, that should be the end of it. But really, you know, our attraction changes over time. Our needs change over time. People get divorced all the time. So there's a recognition that our relationships change as we change.
All right. Hal in Monroe asks if there are any leaders in American life, political or otherwise, who have an approach similar to yours.
As it relates to polyamory?
Yes.
Not that I know of. You know, the polyamorous community in the U.S. is pretty big, but there's not a whole bunch of people who are practicing it openly. You know, it's something that people want to keep in their personal lives because they do face judgment if they talk about it.
I think the senator who was elected a few years ago in Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, has said that she is bisexual and she is in the U.S. Senate in a relatively conservative state. So maybe there is evidence that the country is moving in a direction in which we're not so hung up about sex. She's also a Mormon, which is interesting, too.
Mm-hmm.
Are we moving in a direction that you think is positive, or are we still hung up about everything?
Well, I think as we get more awareness of different ways of living, different cultures and different ideas, you know, people are kind of moving toward acceptance of people, however they show up. So I think that's a good thing.
Well, your book is certainly one that is on the cutting edge of societal evolution, as another talk show host used to say. I would imagine some folks are pleased that you're going places other writers have not, and others who say, look, she is out of her tree. How do you respond, Crystal?
Well, you know, I've learned about myself that I don't fit in very well with traditional society, so I'm happy to talk about things that interest me and things that I think are important, and whoever it resonates with, it'll resonate with, and if they aren't ready to hear it or they don't want to hear it, then that's fine. They can listen to somebody else.
Have you paid a price for your outspoken nature?
Yeah, I've definitely had relationships that go wrong and, you know, organizations that weren't willing to listen to me, but I'm in a really good place in my life where I can work with organizations that are open to hearing about diversity. You know, I'm very out in my life about being polyamorous, being bisexual. You know, I have my family supporting me. I have my workplace supporting me, so I feel good.
Well, thank you for joining us. And the book again from Crystal Bird Farmer is The Token, Common Sense Ideas for Increasing Diversity in Your Organization. Thank you, Crystal.
Thank you.
See you. And today is Friday the 13th, born on this date, 1955, Whoopi Goldberg. Originally, her name was Karen Johnson. The actress, comedian, singer has been in some fabulous films, The Color Purple, Ghost, Burglar, several others, The Player. Born in New York City on this date in 1955, Whoopi Goldberg. Gary Marshall, American television and film director of Happy Days, Pretty Woman, born in New York City as well on this date in 1934. He is 86 years old. And on this date in 1789, Benjamin Franklin wrote, "Nothing is certain but death and taxes." And we thank you for joining us. We hope you have a good weekend, and we hope the COVID age is abating, but unfortunately, it doesn't look like it is. Louisiana right now is faring better than other states, but we have to be wary of where we are and be safe and sound and do all the precautionary things to keep everybody around us safe as well. Until Monday, when one of our guests will be Ali Alexander, the ranking Republican who's fighting the vote, we'll be waiting for you. First Financial Tax and Accounting Services and Vantage Health Plan provide signature support.